everybody. It's Wednesday. Look, Pookie's right there.
Pookie's on camera. What's up, Pook? You having fun?
She jumped up behind me. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
She did, like, a really cute thing this morning. She's not a real... I mean, she's very affectionate. She likes to, like, lay down next to you and stuff like that. But this morning, she came in here and she was, like, farting around on my desk like she usually does, like, snuffling around and, you know, licking it and whatever. And she climbed down and, like, curled up in my lap. I don't think she's ever done that in the whole time that we've had her.
Yeah.
Beijing is more of a lap kitty.
She's coming over here now.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to tear that shit up.
All right. So, see how everybody's doing. See who's in the chat.
Oracle says, Jenny, doesn't Pookie do something cute every morning?
Yeah.
She does. She's always doing something cute. Even just sitting there and looking, she's doing something cute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everybody's here.
Yeah, all the regular people are here.
Yay. So looks like Soph's in there.
Yeah, I saw her earlier. It's gone off my
Tammy. Fourth drawer. Okay.
Everybody says, all hail Pookie. We should have a shirt that says that too.
Yeah.
She needs her own little shirt. I was looking for a cartoon that looked like her the other day, but like I said, none of them were cute enough.
I'd imagine everybody had a stressful fucking night last night waiting for the fucking results of this shit, but they told us from day one, months back, that it's going to take weeks to sort this out. It's going to be a contested election. And, of course, that's what they had planned.
Well, no, this is how long it always takes when it's close.
It doesn't take this long.
They'll know by the end of the week. I told you yesterday. I said they're not going to know by the end of the night.
Yeah, you believe what you want to believe. Last time we knew you had a clear count. I don't want to argue about it in front of, on camera. It wasn't close. They made it close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to see.
All right, whatever.
You're going to see.
Whatever. So, the one where... This is what we're talking about today. We actually watched this last week, but we didn't get around to talking about it. I can't remember who it was that recommended this, but this is on Netflix, and it's a Russian series called To the Lake. I guess the Russian title is Epidemia or whatever. It's supposed to mean like epidemic or whatever. So it's weird because if you look at the trailer, it's almost kind of like, seems like a zombie series, but it's not exactly like that. It's kind of more, I think it's 8 episodes is the first season. And hopefully there'll be a second one because they left it on a huge cliffhanger, which I'm not going to say what it is, but basically what this is, and it's weird because it premiered in Russia last year, like before the pandemic hit. So it's very spooky, like the way it kind of like predicted like some shit. I guess not, because people have been talking about flus and stuff going around for like years and years, ever since they had swine flu and bird flu and all that. So it's not really that crazy. But so basically this is about an epidemic that hits and starts like wiping out people in Moscow. And it sort of looks like, it makes the people look like 28 Days Later zombies a little bit. Like it kind of turns their eyes white. And I guess they don't like get ragey or like run fast or nothing, but it's like they get real sick and it spreads really quickly. So what ends up happening is that this pandemic starts spreading around, and then you're kind of focusing on these two sort of interconnected family neighbor kind of groups and their struggle to get to this cabin, sort of, that one of the guy's dads has like tricked out. I said at least it used to be a boat, and then it got like trapped in the middle of this lake that's all iced over, and he made it into a cabin. So they think it's going to be safe out there. So the whole first season is like their journey, like going to this place. So now, I really liked this, and like I'm seeing like a lot of really good reviews of it, but don't go into it thinking that it's going to be like a zombie plague or that there's going to be like super gory or anything. It's basically like a drama about these people, and about, there's enemies and stuff, because there's like these rogue groups going around that like pretend that they're military, but then they're like wiping people out. So there's that, and then there's like you know sick people, you don't want to get sick and everything like that. But it's mostly just kind of a drama about them with the epidemic kind of shit going on like in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Not really, no. It had a good potential, all right? It's pretty good acting. The fucking, the setting is really good because most of it's happening in the snow. It's Russian as shit, you know what I mean? But because it's not zombies, the plague victims really are not any kind of threat.
Well, it's not threatening.
No, you only see them a couple of times. They don't seem to be any threat on the fucking on the healthy population either. So what you have is a zombie movies without any zombies and with no threat of anything like zombies. You end up with a bunch of survivors killing each other.
It's more like, and it, honestly, like a lot of zombie movies have this too, that it's like, you know, it's not necessarily the zombies you have to worry about. It's like other humans because humans suck. But it's like, this is like that. But like I said, it happens in the pandemic just because that's something that will like wipe everyone out. So it is like something that you have to like worry, like the infected people aren't going to eat you or anything like that, but you do have to worry about getting the disease. But I feel like that going on in the background is just kind of like makes everything chaos. And then you have like these dudes that are like pretending to be military that are going from town to town, like wiping people out. So you have that as a threat. And also there's kind of like these two, groups of people, which are traveling all together, which is like a guy, his new girlfriend, his ex-wife, who's like super bitchy, and his son from the first marriage. And then he's got like a son with Asperger's that is his new girlfriend's son. And then he's got his neighbor who's like, his one neighbor is like kind of a douche. And then he's got like a daughter who's actually kind of awesome, even though she's like a drug addict and she's kind of has an attitude, but like in a cool way. And he's got a like a really young pregnant wife. And they all kind of, like, hate each other, so there's, like, a lot of squabbling, like, not, and a lot of vodka drinking. Holy crap. That's, like, the first thing they I was like, this is Russian, all right? It's, like, the first thing they do, like, they fucking get to any new place, they're like, where's the vodka? Did anybody leave some fucking vodka here? And so that's, like, the first thing they're looking for. Like, this one place they go, like, the old guy, Boris, who is, the main character's name is Sergei. And his dad, Boris, they're kind of estranged, and Boris is along too, and it's Boris's cabin. But it's like they get to this one place, and they fucking open this box, and there's like all this fucking moonshine in there, and Boris is like, woohoo, score! And they're like fucking just drinking the shit out of it, and it's like really, really funny. But like I said, I think that you can't, if you go into it thinking that it's gonna be like zombies, then you'll be disappointed, because it's not zombies. Like I said, it's just an epidemic. It's very realistic. There's nothing supernatural about it or anything like that. And it's more like focused on the characters and the conflicts between the characters and like, you know, what this like weird, like, you know, fake military group is up to, and like you have to stay away from them and like wondering if they're gonna get there. Also, like the weather is like really, really bad, and they have like all these kind of, you know, shitty things happen like with their cars and like, you know, with nature being like all, you know, them being snowed in and stuff like that. So they have like all these kind of struggles to overcome. So that said, if you go into it with that mindset, I actually think it was very good. Like all the characters were really interesting. I really liked the interactions between them. But, you know, as I said, if you just don't go into it thinking it's a horror series, because it's not really. It's kind of like a drama that has like an epidemic in the background. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of boring in a way. It doesn't even come close to those first three or four seasons of Walking Dead.
Mega West, if it's on Netflix. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It doesn't. I mean, but here, the interesting thing was, is like the very last episode of that first season, they kind of teased you with a new element coming in that might ramp it
up. Yeah, like I said, it's a cliffhanger for sure.
Yeah, but that first season, Because the disease is not really a threat, if you ask me.
But I mean,
it's just,
yeah. But like I said, that's kind of like not the main. That was just kind of like a thing that's going on in the background that's making everything suck harder.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's a zombie movie. It's a zombie series without the element of the zombies. So therefore, I don't know what it is. I guess it's like a very toned down zombie movie. That's what it comes across as. And I just wouldn't have put the fucking plague in it at all. Just have them die. Instead of, you know what I mean? They're zombie-like. But why don't they just go the whole way, where there'd be a bunch of them at once coming at you?
Because they've already made that like a million times. I guess they just didn't want to do that again. Fourth Row Down says, "Nobody sleeps in the woods tonight." I've actually been wanting to watch that. So we'll probably get to watching that so we can review it like We can do a matinee on that on Sunday or something like that, because yeah. I have been wanting to watch that. Oh, I did. I actually watched something really good. I've been wanting to see this movie for a long time. You didn't watch it, but it was, I found it on Hulu. It came out in 2019, and I'd been hearing like a lot of buzz about it. So I finally, like, I saw it was on Hulu, and I was like, woohoo. So I just, like, you know, got a drink and sat down and watched it last night. It's called Wounds. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but I really, really dug it. It's like, it's pretty weird, and it ended sort of abruptly in the sense that I didn't expect for it to end where it did. Like, I thought it was going to keep going, and then the credits rolled, and I was like, oh okay. I didn't think that was going to end there. But I really, really liked this. It was, like, a really weird, like, original story, and I had no fucking idea where it was going, which was good, like, because I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is going on with this shit? And it also has that chick that was in all the 50 Shades of Grey movies, but don't, like, hold that against her, because she's actually good in this movie. I haven't seen the 50 Shades of Grey movies, but I heard they were terrible. The books are terrible, that's for sure. But yeah, so I heard the movies were bad too. But yeah, so anything else you would like to add onto the shit about the series or whatever?
I don't really have much comments about it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
just mediocre kind of.
You know, I liked it, like I said, but it's a character drama.
Yeah, I thought it was a high budget missed opportunity. Could have been excellent, but it wasn't. It was mediocre.
David DeFranco says, Nathan Ballingrud, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, wrote the story based on Wounds, his short story collection, North American Lake Monsters. I've heard of that collection, and I've actually been wanting to watch that, because I thought it was, like, based on a story or a book or something. So, you know, and like I said, I'd been hearing so much about that movie, and I was, like, really excited that Hulu had it, because Netflix doesn't and Shudder doesn't. So I'm really glad I finally got to see it, because it was weird as shit. And woo, if you are, like, afraid of cockroaches, wow, there's a lot of cockroaches in this movie. And, like, I was, like, watching it going, I did not expect there to be so many cockroaches, and I was getting, like, really stressed out about it, because cockroaches, like, fucking gross me out. But yeah, I think this series, To the Lake, was based on a book as well, but I can't remember the name of the author. But yeah, so it's Wednesday, so tomorrow is Witching Hour, Friday is the movie retrospective, and then we'll be back to do another live stream on Saturday evening as usual, doing a episode, gonna go more in a paranormal direction this time. If you're one of our patrons, you already know what the topic's gonna be, because y'all voted on it. And it won pretty handily. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. And we will talk to you again on Saturday. Thanks for stopping by. Bye.